This is KCUR 89.3. When Kansas City Royals outfielder Paulo Orlando replaced Alex Rios as a late-inning defensive substitute last Tuesday, he made history by becoming the first native of Brazil to play in the World Series. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, the next challenge is for Orlando and the sport of baseball to gain more notoriety in his homeland.
Okay, we are located on 3rd Street.
Marco Ravello is a Park University alum and a former professional volleyball player. Now as a business co-owner, he directs a potential patron for the Taste of Brazil market in the heart of the city market. However, the person he is most interested in seeing as a first-time visitor is Kansas City Royals outfielder Paulo Orlando.
Orlando, I got hold of him through the social media, and then hoping to see him really soon.
Orlando is one of the three Brazilian pillars on the Kansas City sports scene. The other two are Kansas City Chiefs place kicker Cairo Santos and Sporting Kansas City midfielder Paulo Nagamura. Ideally, Ravello would like to see all three at once at the Taste of Brazil.
Then someone could interview them, say, hey, how you are a baseball player, American football player, even a soccer player, got in here in Kansas City. And then it is so fortunate to have these three players playing for three different professional sports in Kansas City, you know?
Of the three Brazilian pro athletes in Kansas City, the least known in Brazil is Orlando, who turns 30 this weekend. In his rookie season with the Royals, he became the third Brazilian to play the majors. KCUR's own Silvia Maria Gross, a Brazilian citizen, surveyed Brazil's interest in Orlando when she traveled there a few weeks ago.
No one I asked had ever heard of him. And they're following sports, and they'd even heard of Sporting Kansas City. Some of my cousins had Sporting Kansas City shirts and said that they played Kansas City sometimes on the FIFA game. But no Paulo Orlando. Nobody had heard of him.
It's been a long road for Orlando to finally reach the big leagues. He was originally signed by the Chicago White Sox 10 years ago and traded to the Royals organization in 2008 while playing Class A ball. When Orlando made the big league roster this year out of spring training, he made an impact on the Major League record book out of the gate, as heard on the Royals radio network.
Here it comes, and a big swing and a ball well hit down the left field line, and that ball is going to be bouncing up against the wall. Paulo Orlando, another extra base hit. Is it three? It is three! Three straight triples to start his Major League career.
Orlando later added two more triples to become the first in Major League history to hit five triples in his first seven games. But as the season progressed, Orlando found himself repeatedly traveling I-29 between Kansas City and Omaha, changing uniforms between the Royals and the minor league Omaha Storm Chasers.
When I come back, I just make a dream come true again, you know what I mean? And then now, the World Series, I can't explain. It's so exciting.
When the Royals clinched the pennant last week against Toronto, Orlando draped himself with a Brazilian flag.
Oh, yeah, I always take my flag, you know what I mean? last couple of years in minor league, I just, you know, tried to show the world. Brazilian can, they have a people can play baseball too. So now I make history, and hopefully a couple more people come in and play baseball here in the United States.
It would start with more young athletes turning to baseball in a country that's crazy about soccer and played host last year to the World Cup. Orlando was introduced to baseball by a family friend with Japanese roots, which is not surprising since his home city of Sao Paulo has a significant Japanese population. Baseball has barely a pulse in Brazil's sports consciousness. The Summer Olympics will be held in Rio de Janeiro next year, and baseball isn't even an Olympic sport anymore. Marco Ravello hopes Paulo Orlando's play in the World Series can inspire change.
I wish it could grow a little bit more, you know. There are a lot of different sports now becoming Olympic sports, you know. Hopefully one day baseball is going to be in the Olympic Games too, you know. And I wish that the media in Brazil could look at Paulo Orlando as an example.
Kansas City Royals fans are well aware of the different countries represented in the team's clubhouse, but maybe a memorable hit by Orlando, like the walk-off grand slam Orlando slugged over the summer, could bring more attention to baseball in his home country. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.